Blessings and welcome back to the second part of this forgiveness series. My name is Daniel Roqueo, and as always, I'm grateful and I'm feeling privileged that you're choosing to join me, and perhaps especially that you're choosing to join me again in this series. Because forgiveness, as we talked about in the first session, and if you have not tuned into that session, I invite you to go to that session first, because that lays sort of the foundation for forgiveness and what forgiveness is. So if you have not tuned into that, I invite you to go back to that and then come back here again. But if you did tune into the first episode or the first part, welcome. And if you want to skip the first part and go right to the deep work, obviously you're welcome as well. But as we talked about in the first part, in the first session, forgiveness has nothing to do with the other individual, but it has all to do with us and us releasing and letting go of negativity toward another individual. And so this part, this session, will be a practice session. So what we're going to be doing a little bit later on in this session is that you're going to be given a space, a silent space, of close to silent at least, of 10 minutes. And in those 10 minutes, you'll have the space to go through a forgiveness practice. And obviously, I'll explain all about how to move through this practice. I'll explain it and I'll demonstrate it so that you'll know exactly what to do. But for now, I invite you to go get a pen and a piece of paper, because I want you to write down four statements. These four statements will be the foundation for this practice that you'll be moving into in a brief moment. So please press pause and go get a piece of paper and a pen, and then come back. All right, so on this piece of paper, I want you to write down four statements. The first statement is, you have no power over me. You have no power over me. The second statement I want you to write down is, I stand in my own authority. I stand in my own authority. And the third statement I want you to write down is, I set myself free. I set myself free. And the fourth and final statement is, I set you free. I set you free. All right. So those four statements is what this forgiveness process, this forgiveness practice is going to be revolving around. And so what's going to happen is that I'm going to create a space. I'm going to give you a space of about 10 minutes, a close to silent space. There's going to be some music, and I'm going to be whispering in the background. But I'll get back to that in a little bit. And in that space, I want you to say these four statements aloud. I want you to begin with the first one, and say that a number of times, repeat it, until you feel intuitively that it's time to move on to the next one. And then you repeat that statement, the I stand in my own authority statement, you repeat that over and over and over again until you feel that it's time to move on to the next one. And so you'll go to, I set myself free. And you repeat that over and over again until you feel it's time to go to the last one. I set you free. And if there's still time, after having moved through these, you begin again. But what is important here is that you stay with each statement for as long as you feel that there's something more for you to harvest or to mine from that statement. And I invite you to, as forgiveness can often give rise to intense emotions. Someone has done something to you, or there's a condition or a circumstance that has given rise to fear or worry or resentment or whatever the case may be. And as we move into this forgiveness process, these emotions may very well come to the surface. And so you may very well experience anger, for instance. And you may feel inclined to not only say these statements, but to shout them. And I encourage you to. I invite you to use whatever emotion arises, not to deny it, not to repress it, suppress it, not to shove it under the rug, but to use it, to embrace and allow it. Allow it to be, give it permission to be, and use it, infuse these statements, these affirmations with that emotion. So if anger arises, then you'd angrily either say, speak, or shout, "You have no power over me. You have no power over me." Or if there's sadness, you'll say, "You have no power over me. No power over me." Or whatever emotion arises, allow the emotion to move and infuse, empower these affirmations. All right? So, let me illustrate. You have no power over me. 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 I stand in my own authority. 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 And I set myself free. I set myself free. I set myself free. I set myself free. And I set you free. I set you free. I set you free. You have no power over me. And so on and so forth. So I invite you to use the full 10 minutes to move through this forgiveness process and to engage in, to really participate. And as things are with us humans, if this is the first time you do this, there's a chance that you may feel a bit embarrassed or inhibited. That's all right. Of course, obviously, it's all right. And so I would invite you to come back, because with each time you do this, you're going to feel more and more secure and safe and comfortable with doing it. And this is a powerful practice. This is a powerful practice. So I invite you to invest in it. I invite you to participate. I invite you to engage in it. So I was going to come back to what I will be whispering. All through these 10 minutes, I'm going to be holding you in a high prayer, in a loving field, a compassionate field, a kind field, to support you, to empower you, to make sure that you are held and embraced through this process. So you might hear me whisper in the background. And I'm not trying to interfere, but while I'm holding this prayer, I could just as easily say the prayer silently or mute myself, but I want you to hear my presence. I want you to feel my presence. I want you to know my presence, as that will hopefully help bring a sense of security and a sense of being held. So that's what I'll be doing. So, for you to go through this process, you need to be in a space and a place where you feel safe, where you feel secure, and where you know that you will not be disturbed for the coming 10 minutes or so. If you're not in such a place, if you're not in such a space right now, I would invite you to come back at a time when you are in that space. So the time has come for us to bring an individual, a condition, a circumstance into our minds that we are to forgive. And so I invite you to close your eyes Take a couple of deep breaths. Another deep breath. And let us ask. This is not about us choosing who to forgive, but this is about us trusting Spirit to guide us and lead us and move us into knowing and to catching who we need to forgive. So let us ask in this moment, who do I need to forgive? Or what do I need to forgive? It may be someone who we are not expecting to show up. Perhaps an individual that we thought that we have done this work for, that we've already forgiven, or a condition that we perhaps have forgotten all about. But who do we need to forgive? Or what do we need to forgive? Let's just invite that into our consciousness, into our minds. Okay, so in this moment, I'm gonna let you get to it. So go right ahead, beginning with the first statement, then the second statement, the third statement, and then the fourth statement. And then if there's time over, you begin again with number one, number two, number three, number four. So I'm going to be holding you in prayer starting now. And so in this moment, how grateful I am for this individual who's courageously participating in this deep transforming process of forgiveness. How deeply grateful I am for the courage and the willingness that this individual has that allows them to set themselves free. And I know from this space of gratitude that right where they are, Spirit is fully present. The God is eternal, omnipresent, infinite, fully present in every space and in every place. The God cannot ever divide itself or contradict itself or compromise itself or divide itself into parts, but wherever God is, all of God is fully present, right there, right there, right there. Infinite love, infinite peace, infinite joy, infinite harmony, infinite abundance, infinite wholeness. And what this means is that right where this individual is, right smack where this individual is, in this very moment, Spirit is fully present, sourcing and fueling and funding them, sustaining and maintaining them, guiding and leading and moving them into ever greater and greater expressions. And as they now move through this process of releasing and letting go of that which no longer serves them, that which impedes their growth, that which keep them stuck, I know that all is well. I know that Spirit is right there, guiding and leading, moving them, cradling them, surrounding them, embracing them with love, with kindness, with compassion. Something wonderful is truly, truly happening right now in this very moment. All is well, with all these emotions rising to the surface, with all this intensity, something truly wonderful is happening. Healing is happening now. Healing is happening now. They are totally safe, totally secure in this space where no hurt, no harm, no danger can ever enter into. But there is only love, there is only peace, there is only harmony, there is only wholeness here now. Here now. And as they move through this process, they are so held in love. They are so surrounded by love. They're so embraced by love. By the free giving of itself. By compassion, by kindness. And as the sweet release keeps on taking place within this individual, freedom begins to arise. Harmony begins to arise. Wholeness begins to arise. Joy begins to arise. Love begins to arise from the depth of their being. And this is all happening now. This is all happening now. Something truly wonderful is happening now. Healing is happening now. Peace is happening now. Joy is happening now. Abundance is happening now. Prosperity is happening now. Freedom is happening now. I know. Support the emergence of these divine qualities is now being dissolved, it's now being released, it's now being letting go of with such ease and grace, even in this intense space, even in the midst of these intense emotions, of this highly transformative process. There is only peace. There's a high level of willingness, and I applaud them. I feel the willingness in them. I feel the courage in them. And that willingness and that courage is all that it takes. I know it and I feel it. They are beautifully held. They are beautifully cradled. They are beautifully embraced, guided by their willingness. Empowered by their courage to allow for the freedom to emerge, to allow for the peace to emerge, to allow for the love to emerge. In this moment, something truly wonderful is happening, and it is happening now. It is happening now. Healing is now. Healing is now. Wholeness is now. Peace. Well, all is well, right? Freedom is arising right now, right where they are. Freedom is arising. Freedom is. It is arising from the inherentness of their being. Freedom is always inherent within their being, and they are now giving it permission to come forth, to well up, to emerge. Peace is always inherently within their being, and they are now, through their willingness, through their courage to go through this process, allowing that willingness, that peace, that love, that joy, that harmony to emerge. My God, something wonderful is happening. My God, something wonderful is happening. My God, something wonderful is happening. I know it and I feel it. I accept it. I allow it to be. And it is happening now. It is happening now. Such beauty is where they are. Such peace is where they are. Such love is where they are. Such harmony is where they are. Such joy is where they are. All is working for their good. Everything is working for their good. Nothing is missing them. Nothing is lacking them. But in this moment, in every single moment, all that they need, they have. Eternally sourced, fueled, and funded by Spirit. In this moment, in every single moment, all of their needs are met. Eternally sourced, fueled, and funded by God. Everything that they need to keep moving forward, they have. Everything that they need to keep moving forward, they have. I know it, I feel it, I accept it, I give thanks for it, I allow it to be. So it is, and so be it. So it is, and so be it. Amen. Amen. Ashe. Aho. Hotep. Shalom. Salam. And hallelujah. And wherever you are in this forgiveness process, you may not stop. It's been 10 minutes, so we're going to end this. And I applaud you. I truly, truly applaud you. I applaud you. I acknowledge and I recognize your courage to do this. This takes courage. This takes courage. It takes courage to release victim stories. It takes courage to release blame. It takes courage to release resentment. It takes courage to take full responsibility for ourselves, and that is exactly what you have just done. So I acknowledge you, and I invite you to acknowledge yourself. And as I said, if you feel that you want to do more of this, or if you feel that you need to do more, you're more than welcome to come back. The next and the final part of this series will be guided meditation to move even deeper. And so thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for participating. Until the next time, I bless your day, and I bless your way. You beautiful, magnificent, courageous, brave, wonderful, powerful being. Namaste.